Well, hello, my little pumpkins. This is Better with Choco, and I'm here to do an AMA, so let's get started. Okay, first question. How did you find GWA? Well, I've always really liked the dirtier subreddits, and I think I just went through, I think, Meta Reddit and just went through all the Gone Wilds. And I found this, and at first I was just like, eh, meh, because I used to be, I'm more of a visual person, normally. But, and then I found out that I just really like to hear guys moan. So I really liked this subreddit after a while. Which of your audios was most fun to record? Well, I've only done like three. But I would say, I don't know. I like the 100 to 1. That was pretty fun. And very discipline oriented. It was very difficult, but I liked it. I hope the volume is loud enough. Is the volume loud enough? Can you hear me? Is there anything you absolutely want to record in the future? Yeah, I would definitely love to do a teacher-student recording. I've always had kind of a fetish for that. Being the student, I'm more submissive than dominant. Oh, that's not, oh, we're not to that question yet. Sorry, ignore it. What aspect of recording / posting to GWA do you like the most, and which one do you like the least? I don't like how much it takes up a lot of space on my computer. So that I guess is the least. I don't like really editing it because I don't really like hearing my own voice, especially in that kind of situation. It's really awkward for me. what do I like the most? I like answering the comments. Definitely answering the comments, because I mean they get me all hot and bothered all over again. So how did you come up with your username? Easy. Everything is better with chocolate. Chocolate is my favorite food ever, and everything is better with it, except for dog poop. But I don't think dog poop tastes good with anything. Not that I've tried it. But that's how I... And Better with Chocolate was already taken. So it's just like, Better with Choco. Why not? What do you do to seduce a guy / girl? I don't know. I haven't had... To be honest, I haven't had much experience... sexually, I probably make innuendos the whole time, and it was kind of like, well, if you want to, kind of that thing, and if they bite, they bite, and whatever. I've never really done it with a girl, so I don't know how it would work. Probably the same way, I don't know. Sexiest thing someone can say to you. Anything dominant, really. I really like dominance. Being placed on me, I like being submissive, personally. I have to be kind of quiet again. Of course, you have already probably known that. But I really like just dirty talk. I really like dirty talk. Gets me going. Stuff like that. Stuff about, like, you know, what I do to you. Things like that. If you had the chance to be male for a day, would you take it? And if no, why not? If yes, what would you do? Fuck yes, I would. Are you serious? Like, I would love to have a dick for a day. Are you kidding me? Like, I'd probably, like, get myself hard and soft. Just feel it get as it gets bigger. Oh my god, I love that feeling. And I would definitely masturbate all day. And I would do the helicopter thing where you jump up and down and it spins in a circle. That would be super fun. I really like dicks. and I'd probably try and suck it. I'm not gonna lie. I'd probably stick it in different things just to see how it feels. Just the tip, just to see how it feels. And I'd probably get people to fuck me. Probably, maybe, I don't know. I'm not very outgoing. Dominant, submissive, or neither. I am very sub. Okay, see, if you were to meet me, you would be like, oh, she's such a ball buster, so dominant, such wow. But really, sheep. But I am actually very submissive in the bedroom. I love being called a slut and a whore and stuff like that, and being slapped on the ass and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm pretty submissive, and I didn't know that until I didn't know I used to actually not appreciate being called a slut or a whore. I thought it was very degrading until I listened to Gone Wild audio, and I was like, wow, this is actually really hot, and so now I like it. But yeah, I'm pretty submissive. I love being told what to do and being thrown around and stuff. As long as you don't like hurt me too much. Just be gentle. Gentle dominance. Not too gentle though. Let's not make it boring. Toes or fingers? Fingers for sure. You can't make art with your toes. And you can't, I can't, well, I don't know about you, but I cannot masturbate with my toes. So I would choose fingers to keep. Assuming this means to keep. But yeah, fingers, definitely fingers. I'm taking classes for animation, and you can't do much animation with your feet. So toe, yeah, fingers it is. Literature or music? Oh, that is a hard one. Literature or music? Probably literature. Because if need be, you can just sing the book that you're reading, yeah? I guess. And then again, you can always, I don't know. It's really hard. It's really difficult. Because literature has knowledge, but music is. I would probably say literature, though. Live forever or die in a month? Well, there's a lot of things I want to do, so I would have to say live forever. I mean, it's too much that I want to do to just go out and give it up in a month. So definitely live forever, although I know that would be torture after a while. Okay, this next one I have to whisper, so forgive me. Oh shit, sorry. Never masturbate again or never have sex again. All right. I would choose never to. Oh, now it's hard. I was thinking the first one, the M word. Sorry. Because you can't procreate by doing that, and I would like to have kids one day. But then again, you could still procreate in other ways. So, but I would still say that one. No. That's so difficult. Okay, I'm gonna have to go with the second one because, which is, the S one. Because, I really love the dick. Can I like choose neither? I guess I'd have to choose the second one because the first one is so more readily available that. I'm gonna go with the second one, actually. No, I'm gonna go with never, M again because you can. I mean, it's great. I love it. do it every day, but you, again, can't have kids with that. And someday, you know, you heard me first time. Do you want your roommate to meet this side of you? Oh, God, no. That would be so very embarrassing. She's very shy and very reserved. And I think she would freak the fuck out if she knew what I was doing when she's not here. That was my phone. What is your ethnicity? And have you ever done it in public? I am white and not exactly. I once did it in, like, there's a common area in my suite, in my dorm suite. And my roommate was in my room as per usual. She's always there, except when she's in class, like right now. Woohoo! And so we did it in the common area. This guy that I had been seeing at the time. And we had to, of course, we had a blanket or whatever, but, you know, people walked in. And I didn't think they saw, but, like, the next day on the whiteboard, and that's, like, our major form of communication passive-aggressively is the whiteboard. On the board the next day was, like, it was, it said, where was that in our roommate agreement? And that was pretty embarrassing. And so I apologized to said roommate because, I mean, she caught us doing the dirty, and she could have joined if she wanted, whatever. Nah, she has a boyfriend too. But, yeah, so not exactly in public, but public enough that you could be caught. Did it in a car once, but it was pretty late at night, so it's not really public, is it? I lost my place. Okay, oh, where is the most risque or risky? I don't know, maybe that's a European spelling. I'm gonna say risque. Risque place you've masturbated, and have you ever been caught? I did it at camp. Because, you know, you're at camp, when you're at camp for 3 weeks, you can't hold that shit in, you know? You just can't. So, I was on the top bunk, and any movement causes shaking. And so, I'm, like, doing my deed. My bunkmate's like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm just, you know, just readjusting, just trying to get comfortable. And I don't think they caught me. Maybe they did, and they just never said anything. But I don't think I've ever been caught, no. So I'm pretty good at it. I'm pretty good at not getting caught. What is something non-sexual that turns you on? I love hearing guys even, like, grunt and moan just out of, like, exerting effort, like when they pick up something heavy. I love that. I don't know why. It's so fucking hot. I also love red hair. I really like red hair and a beard and mustache combo. Not like Santa Claus, but, you know, scruff. I love scruff. What else do I love? Yeah. That's, I don't know. I'll update you if there's anything that I'm like, oh, that was pretty hot, but non-sexual, and I should add that to my AMA. What types of toys do you have? Well, I'm going to go ahead and assume you mean sexual toys. And I have a dildo, and that's it. I only have one. Because what bothers me, and this is really a silly reason, but you can't, like, try before you buy, you know? How do you know if it's gonna be good if you can't try before you buy? So I only have one, and I think I bought it online after careful consideration. And yeah, it does the deed. So it's nice. Have you ever done anything with anal? If so, what was your first time like? I have not. I've only been in, like, one really serious relationship, and we were both kind of grossed out by it at the time, so we never tried it. I'd be willing to try. I don't think I would like it. I think it would hurt a lot. And I don't think it would give me any pleasure, but you never know. I'll try it. Would you ever peg a male partner? I would, if that's what they really liked and wanted. I would totally do it. I'd even get a strap on or something. That sounds pretty hot, actually. Other than MF, what type of sex would you have? MFM, MFF, and the others. Well, I'd try anything, really. I don't really care. I mean, I do care, but I would. You don't really know if you like something until you try it. I mean, obviously, there's stuff I wouldn't try, which leads me into the next question, but as opposed to like gender, I would try it with three girls, four girls, two girls, and two guys. I don't know. You never know. You never know. So I would try any of those. Now, what is your stance on water sports? I think it's kind of gross. I mean, if that's what you're into, by all means, go ahead. I mean, if my partner really liked it, I'd make it a special occasion thing. Maybe more than a special occasion thing, but it'd have to be in the shower because I find it really unsanitary and it doesn't turn me on at all. I mean, I like cum and stuff, but pee is kind of gross. And poop is even grosser. Don't like poop. Please don't poop on me. Thanks. What is your favorite TV show and movie, and why? That's very non-sexual. Good question, OP. I don't have an ex. There are a lot of TV shows I like. I like Whose Line Is It Anyway? I like Scrubs. I like Doctor Who. I like a lot of anime. Forgive me. I'm not a weeb, I promise. Not anymore. I will admit, I really like the show My Little Pony. Fluttershy's best pony. And my favorite movie. And why? I am a huge Harry Potter nerd. I also really like a lot of comedies like Zoolander, Monty Python. I like Ferris Bueller's. That's not my favorite, though. Ferris Bueller's not my favorite. I just have to say, like, Napoleon Dynamite, Zoolander, and Harry Potter are my favorite movies. Because, well, they all have a sense of nostalgia, and they're all very quotable. And Harry Potter, I pretty much grew up with. So, yeah. Have you ever squirted? Well, we're getting right back on it, aren't we? I don't think I have. I mean, I've gotten pretty wet, but I don't think I've ever squirted. I don't know. Maybe someday. You never know. Maybe I'm just not one of those people that do that. If you could have sex with anyone on the planet, who would it be? I can only choose one person? That's not very fair, is it? Well, I'd have sex with you, OP. I'd have sex with you all night long. I'm just kidding. Maybe. I don't know. It depends who this. Oh, I don't remember who this was. I'm gonna go check who asked this question, and I would tell you if I would do it or not. So let me. I'm actually gonna pause this for a second. So hold on. Okay, that was from Calico Jack, and fuck yeah, I would. I love his audios a lot, so I totally would. Let's do it, Calico. Let's do it. But I guess in terms of celebrity-wise, I would. I mean, there's a lot of celebrities I really like. Daniel Radcliffe, I've always had a huge crush on. I've always loved him, so totally him. Matt Smith, David Tennant, a lot of Doctor Who stuff. Maybe Ryan Gosling. I like his face. I don't know if I've ever seen his body, but yeah. I mean, That'd be fun. I'd like to try it. You never know, you know? I mean, there are a lot of people that I know personally that I would totally like to, but I mean, it wouldn't be interesting to just name them because you don't know them. And I was hoping, is this, how long have we been going here? Only about 20 minutes. That's considerably shorter than a lot of other AMAs. But this has been very fun. Let me know if there are any questions that I missed. I copied and pasted the ones that I got, so but I think I got them all. But let me know. Alrighty then. Thanks. Bye-bye.